Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast.
Hey there, retailers, and welcome to the Creative Shop Talk podcast, our first episode in 2021. I don't know about you. Well, I do know about you. I suspect we're all heaving a big sigh of relief to see the backside of 2020 and move through into 2021. It's still going to be a crazy year. We all know that. And everything's not magically changed as soon as that clock rang midnight at the end of 2020. However, we are all feeling hopeful and confident and good about diving into 2021. And I, for one, have been loving hearing the recaps my retailers have been sharing with me on how their year has gone. You know, if anything, it has taught us to look at the silver linings, to understand we have grit. We have what it takes to move forward. And if you're listening to this, you know, pat yourself on the back. You've, you know, gone and done so much, I'm sure, this year. Such big things happening and have happened over the year. And we have a great 2021 to look forward to. Retail is not dead for us, my friends. I know we've been chatting about that. And we've been doing our planning series. And if you've put all those pieces together, now I want to share with you four of the biggest ingredients that we need to move through to 2021 successfully with our creative business. These pillars, these foundations are what we are going to need to have in order and to be working on through 2021 in order to be strong and confident moving in and getting what we want from our business. And I'm excited to share these with you as well today. So let's jump to it. I want to remind you that my course, Retail Made Simple, is open. We have our January class starting on January 18th, 2021. It's going to be hard to say 2021. So the podcast today is sponsored by my course, and it's called Retail Made Simple for Creatives. And it is just that, my friends. It covers many of the foundational topics, some of which we'll be talking about today, some of which are, you know, deeper and more in depth than what we do, what we're talking about today. The course is mainly built for creative shop owners to help them with the business side of running their business. And I would love, love, love for you to join us. The doors are open right now. We will be closing the doors on January 14th with class starting on the 18th. So join me in Retail Made Simple. You can find more information out on our website at wendybatten.com, or you can email me. My links will be in the show notes for this episode. And I would love to chat with you if you have any questions. It has been a game changer for many of the retailers that I work with and helping them build the business skills. Because I know you've already got the creative side down. You know what you're doing there and you love your shop and you love what you do. We want to work on the back end business side when we are in Retail Made Simple. It's a 4-week course. You don't have to show up at any specific time. It's self-paced. So the videos, you watch the training and you have me as a coach. I'm in your pocket. I'm there pushing you along, being your accountability coach. And you can ask me anything for the entire 4 weeks. So hopefully you can join us. It starts again. The doors are open now. We'll have the links in the show notes. And the doors close on January 14th. And we start on the 18th of January for 4 weeks. I hope you can join me, my friends. Anyhow, let's get through to today's podcast. The four must-have ingredients every retailer needs for a successful business in 2021. First of all, I want to talk to you about some major shifts that we are seeing in the retail world. Not major shakeups, not that, you know, anything, you know, scary in the retail world for us, for creative shop owners. Yes, for some other industries, but we have been speaking and sharing about how we are doing a very strong business and there's no change forecasted for the DIY, creative, furniture, painting, all of our creative endeavors. All of us inside this creative world are still needed and wanted and expected to grow through 2021. This isn't me making this up. We are following through different industry trends and, you know, all of the things. What the shifts are, Where I'm seeing big shifts is in the retailers themselves. This is really something that I've been deep diving into, seeing, you know, what are the successful retailers doing? And I'm seeing a huge shift in retailers identifying that, yes, they want a paycheck, and yes, they want to run their businesses, but they have been doing, and maybe this is you, maybe you've been thinking of this too, they have been really aware, hyper aware of what's important for their lifestyle, for their home, for their, you know, for their, the life that they're living, their board of directors that are sitting around their kitchen table, right? So I'm seeing that with several retailers, especially over the holiday season. What's important to retailers is the paycheck and the lifestyle. And in order to have the successful business, it's not at all costs, right? We don't buy into this hustle mentality, but we do need to run a successful business. So what do we need to do? What are the ingredients that we need to have in order to have that regular paycheck, in order to have a successful retail business, in order to reach our goals and our dreams and those big, audacious, scary dreams or goals that we have? I'm a dreamer, as you know. I love to dream. I love to plan. I love to, you know, see what's possible for our business. And I'm seeing it every day with retailers that are just reaching out and dreaming and doing big things, but also wanting a life on the side, right? This is why we do what we do. They want to stay creative, maybe, or they want to, you know, grow their business, open extra stores. Everybody's in a different place of what their idea of success is. But without exception, I'm pretty sure, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say, without exception, the retailers that I've been working with, although many are very savvy and doing, you know, very driven in their business, families first or lifestyles first. So that's, you know, we want to create businesses with making decisions for our business based on how it affects our life. I'm going to say that again, and I hope that makes sense and is clear. We are seeing retailers making more and more decisions on their business based on how it's going to affect their life. So that is a really big major shift, because before it was just working and running the shop. And I'm just seeing this over and over again. So it's totally possible to do it. I see lots of retailers doing it. Do not get me wrong. We still need to have our customer be our first priority. That trend is not going anywhere in 2021. They are our customers. We're going to have to really understand our customers. And I'll explain that in a little bit. But we are seeing such a shift of awareness, of being intentional, of being hyper aware of the decisions we're making on how our businesses are affecting our life. And that's a different thing for everybody. It's a, you know, the answer is not clear, like hire 3 more people and everything will be fine, or, you know, close one day a week or open extra days, or all, there's no clear answer. Everybody has a different idea of what that success looks like, what it means to be successful in their lifestyle and their home. So, but there are similar ingredients. It's like baking a pie, blueberry pie, or if you're baking a pie or a cake, you know, there are the main ingredients. And these are the things that I have seen consistently with the retailers that are making those shifts. So if you're looking to put all the puzzle pieces together, you know, and how do we do this? How do we do this? This is where I want you to start. So grab a piece of paper if you're able, or, you know, if you're driving, you know, maybe make some notes with Siri if you can. But these are the 4 things. And I want you to think of all 4 of them and think of where you need to not tighten up, but maybe where you need to really say, pay attention to make your business all that it can be and your lifestyle all it can be in 2021. So one of the first major pillars, we'll call these the foundational pillars, is really back to being the CEO. I know people hear me talk about this, and maybe you're even rolling your eyes if you've heard it before, but truly thinking of yourself as a CEO. Creatives, we think different. We don't think of ourselves as the CEO for the most part. It takes a lot of personal growth. It takes a lot of understanding your worth and your value, to understand your your position as the CEO in your business. And the reason that that is important, I'm not just going to tell you and give you fluff and tell you to think like a CEO and it's going to happen. The reason that you need to think like a CEO is this year, you're going to really want to be doing things like making decisions quicker. And I know you may have done a lot of that in 2020 I know you did a lot of that during 2020, but really putting your CEO hat on and getting confident and exact about your decision making, no more winging it, understanding that you just, you know, this is my job now. I am the CEO. I'm going to be the boss. Maybe you've been waffling on hiring or firing or just some things and you just feel like, and that's so normal for the retailers that I work with. We just need to build that confidence up. We need to be confident about understanding our, you know, our profits and our metrics and understanding that, you know, what goes in our mind and what we're feeding ourselves, you know, is how we are. So you are the average of the five people. Is that what they say? You are the average of the five people you're hanging out with. So do a quick check maybe and see, you know, who am I letting in my world? Are they making me feel like a confident CEO or not? Or, you know, who is, you know, what am I reading? What am I looking at? What am I doing? All of these simple things, but they really affect your mindset and eat away at your confidence, maybe. I also want to remind everybody, confidence is not something that we're innately have or we inherit, right? It's a learned skill. Confidence in different areas that, you know, we'll cover a bunch of areas today, or the four areas today. We don't all have confidence when we start with these areas, different things. I was not a confident CEO when I first started. I'm very confident now, but it took a lot of practice, a lot of training. It took a lot of talking to other people who made me feel, and, you know, maybe I learned from them. You know, always, always adding personal growth. This is the key, right? Personal growth is how we gain confidence. It's how we get uncomfortable. We have to do hard things. We learn new skills. Think back over 2020, a year ago. Think back of some of the CEO skills that you learned, things that, you know, maybe you didn't know how to do. Maybe you built a website. Maybe you did, you know, maybe you hired a team. Maybe you learned how to navigate through a pandemic. These are all personal growth skills. You know, it is really important to be aware of what we need to do to gain those, the confidence, I guess, in that CEO skill. So I want you to just give yourself some grace in the fact that, you know, Susie's not more confident than you. Susie's just learned to be more confident than you. So if you think of it that way and you shift your mindset and you flip the script, if you will, to how can I be more confident? Where can I gain that confidence? It's just skill and training. And I really want to encourage you that going into 2021, it's going to help you negotiate with suppliers. It's going to help you talk to your team members. Being more confident and being just starts with like picture the invisible CEO hat going on your head and you're standing taller and you're going to feel better about being the CEO. I know we've had other podcasts. We've spoken about this before. This is something that I will continue to be talking about, but it's like the cream rises to the top. That's the thing. It all starts with being confident, a confident CEO, as one of your major ingredients for next year. Or for going through, not next year, this year, 2021, and next year too, going in, if you want to be around for next year too, right? So the second ingredient that we all need to really be hyper aware and dial in is we need to be money savvy. We need to have a handle on our money. And again, retailers, you know, it's not second nature for most creative shop owners. It's, you know, it's a learned skill, or maybe you have had somebody help you do it. Again, we're layering on education as we go. We get better and better at it. Think of it as driving a car. Same with the confidence, right? When we first learn to drive a car, we take training and we read a booklet and we have somebody teach us and we wean ourselves and we go out and we're scared to death the first time. And then we work through it. And then we go by ourselves that first time and we're driving down the road and we're so excited because we've, you know, learned. Now we might not think about it. And then the next level of that is, you know, learning to defensive drive or learning race car driving. I don't really know what the next level of driving is, but you get my point here. You know, there's better drivers than, you know, other drivers. So get to be that race car driver with the money, but start where you are. start where you are. If you need to start with the training wheels on, that's fine too. But understanding your numbers does not mean just knowing your cash flow. Understanding your numbers does not just mean looking at the till and your bank balance and do I have enough money to pay myself and or do I have enough money to order supplies this week. That is not understanding the money situation. That is not being savvy with your money. And you can be savvy with your money. You are totally possible for you to do that. So if this is making you squirmy, you know, understanding your profit and loss, understanding your balance sheet, getting super comfortable talking about money with your business partners or your team or your accountant or whoever you need to talk to about it. Being super comfortable about making educated decisions on whether you want to invest in a course or whether you want to buy more product or how much inventory and being super savvy on your margins and negotiations and all of these things. It's going to matter in 2021. It's going to matter this year. It's going to matter for you. It's going to be such a confidence builder as well, too. If you take the time to learn these skills, you know, this is not rocket science, but it is super scary for a lot of us. It was for me. I'm just being honest. I was not looking at my profit and loss statement and my balance sheet and all of the things. And I did not understand all of those at first. You know, even though we had had business, you know, I've had a business, we've been in business for 30 years, but in retail, it was a little bit different. And I, you know, we're busy, busy, busy doing all the busy things, right? We're not busy doing the uncomfortable things like learning our numbers and understanding and tweaking and dialing in. It's going to be massively amazing for you if you just give yourself permission to get uncomfortable and learn the next level that you need to, whether it's taking those training wheels off or getting a driver's education teacher or, you know, a money coach or getting comfortable. Again, these are things that we talk about inside Retail Made Simple. We have a whole week dedicated to teaching people, from the point of view of from one retailer to another on what you need to learn, but it might not be that might not be for you. So maybe it's your accountant or your business partner or somebody, but ask the questions and go to the next level, get those training wheels off and let's go to the next level. That is what's going to make a difference this year. So if you had a lot of momentum in 2020 and you had maybe great sales and, you know, your things are good, right? Because I know they are for a lot of you. You know, how do we keep that momentum going? How do we keep it going? We get savvy with our money. We get savvy. We give all our money a job. Every dollar that comes in has a job, right? So we get a regular paycheck. We pay down our debt. We have confidence in our money. Again, back to that CEO position, right? So the first step, the first ingredient was being the CEO and a confident one. Second is being super savvy with our money, wherever level you're at with that. And our third ingredient for a retail success in 2021 is really, really being streamlined and efficient. And I'm seeing that is what's giving retailers freedom to have that lifestyle that they want. And this, my friends, is where a lot of us hit a bottleneck. I do. I hit it regularly with the streamlining and being efficient and understanding systems and time management. And when I let myself get comfortable and move forward, I guess, in, you know, okay, what system do I need to put in place to help make this job easier? That's all you have to ask yourself. What would make this easier? Where do I feel heavy and overwhelmed? In 2021, as we move through, navigate all the hurdles we are going to have. I mean, we are going to have hurdles this year as well, too. We don't want to be wasting any more energy. Again, back to the shift that I've seen from retailers, you know, wanting a freer lifestyle. Why are we spinning our wheels doing the same thing over and over again? We just don't have that energy anymore, right? We just don't have that energy anymore. So we want to make sure we're putting in systems. We want to make sure we're being efficient. We're batching our time. We want to make sure we really get a handle on what's important. So we want to put SOPs in place. Well, you know what, my friends? I did not know what an SOP was. Maybe you don't either. It's standard operating procedures. I didn't know that. When I was a creative running a business, I was like, a creative running a business. I was not efficient, and I'm sharing that with you because maybe you don't have SOPs in place. But let me tell you, again, the retailers that I'm seeing having great success, they're putting in SOPs. And you know what? An SOP, a standard operating procedure, is just a list. It's just a list. It's just a list of something we do over and over again. This is how we open the store. This is how we close the store. Maybe that will save us some time, right? So we really want to be efficient. Going through 2021, we just don't have the energy. We don't want to have it. We don't want to get to a point where we resent our business, right? We don't want to get to a point where we resent our business. So let's make sure we are getting streamlined and efficient. We're getting money savvy, and we're putting that CEO hat on. Those are our first three ingredients that we need to be really, you know, free and have a better lifestyle with our business in as we move through 2021. So the last pillar, the last foundational pillar, the last ingredient that we need in 2021 for success, like to just build these, again, foundations. And I know I talk often about foundations, but the last one, the fourth one, is having a really stellar marketing and sales plan in place. And you've heard me say, this does not mean more social media. This does not mean more. This means being strategic about what we do. I know I have spoken about this before. I know ad nauseum, but it's super important that we realize that understanding and having a really good handle on our customer's expectation and who that customer is. Again, having an ICA, your ICA is your ideal customer avatar. That sounds a fancy name for your favorite buying customers. It's a fancy word for, you know, who do you love seeing come in the shop who is a buyer, not just this, you know, not just a great customer who's really chatty and brings you cookies, but I'm talking about, you know, the customers that come in and buy repeatedly, the customers that you're building. My experience was building relationships with my customers, my retailers that I have in my world, my coaching clients, my one-on-one coaching clients, my inner circle members, my mastermind members. I'm intimately aware of most of their how they build their relationships. And that's what they're doing. They're building relationships. We are in that niche of caring about people and caring about, you know, their success, and having a really clear identity of who it is you want to serve. Sometimes that's not always the people who you are serving. There might be shifts and stuff in there, but having a really clear idea of who you want to walk through your shop door and shop in your shop. That is part of that freedom lifestyle, right? That is part of, you know, enjoying your customers, and it's easier. So having a stellar marketing plan in place, which doesn't mean hiring a marketing and promotions company and, you know, PR company. This is not complicated. It's just putting a plan in place and having the five pillar marketing strategy, which I've shared, that's how I work inside. That's my framework for teaching, you know, inside Retail Made Simple. I also teach it inside my retailer's inner circle. Having a framework, having an ideal framework of who we serve, how we're going to serve them, how we're going to get their attention. It's so freeing, my friend. It is so freeing. This is also going to help us with the marketing and keeping ahead of the innovation of the changes that are coming. And, you know, maybe they're tech changes. Maybe there's going to be new, you know, there's going to be new Facebook. We all know that there's going to be new Instagram. You know, we don't have to be afraid of tech. We can do tech. We are smart, savvy people, confident CEOs. We can learn the things, or we can learn how to hire the people. We can stay ahead of the tech, but having a really good marketing and in-store sales program in place, this is going to be a shift for you this year as well too. This is going to take all that work you did last year, and it's going to take all those customers that you've built. And instead of just staying on that hamster wheel, these four ingredients, these four pillars are going to help you get that lifestyle freedom that you want. So if you dial these in, if you are a confident CEO, if you know your numbers, if you get efficient and you put a really stellar marketing and sales plan in place, guess what? you're going to be home having dinner, you're going to be taking a paycheck, and you're going to be home having dinner with your kids and or family or whatever it is you want to do. It's so possible. And I have seen it. You know, one of my retailers said to put everything on, he put everything on autopilot for December, the end of December. And that's a big thing to be able to just say, you know what, I'm just working through other things now because the rest of this year is on autopilot. Like things were just happening because they were done. He had a, you know, he wears his CEO hat on. He's very money savvy, knows his numbers. He's not in a state of panic all the time. He's very streamlined, learning to be super efficient, and had a marketing plan in place. Those are the key ingredients we are going to need. We're not just going to need them. We're going to want them. We're going to want those things. So I want to invite you, if you know, to take some time to sit down, think about what you could improve upon, where you can get more training, how you can level up on those things, and where you, you know, where you feel or how you feel about those four areas. And again, I want to remind you that Retail Made Simple is open. That is not the only place you can get skills training for these products. I do want to let you know that we do cover all of these things. These are four of the topics that are inside Retail Made Simple. And again, the doors are open right now. We welcome new retailers. I don't want to be in the business of trying to convince people that they need this and be all salesy. That is not my intention. My intention is to be helpful. It is a wonderful course, and I invite you to go look at the sales page where, you know, where we have all the information. We have testimonials from retailers that have taken it before. It is a course I wrote. It took me months to write this course with dozens and dozens and dozens of retailers' input on what they needed and what they wanted, and tried to keep it, narrow it right down to the most important ingredients that retailers need. So it's a four-week course that is self-paced, created for shop owners, DIY studio owners, booth space owners, any retail that maybe be not just in the creative business, any retailer that's a small independent retailer that wants help with the back end stuff, like, you know, the money and the efficiency and the marketing and the sales. We share all of that inside Retail Made Simple. So I invite you to come and join us. Again, the doors are open right now. You can find out more information on the show notes or wendybatten.com. Thank you for listening today. I hope you will join us. Class starts January 18th for Retail Made Simple, but the doors close on the 14th of January so we can get everybody situated. And I want to thank you for listening today. Welcome to 2021. I'm excited about this year. It's going to be a great year. Please, please, please subscribe to this podcast. Leave us a note. Let me know. Leave me a comment. Let me know what you think, what you would like to see us talk about a little bit more through this year. We have lots of great content and lots of guests lined up to come and join us, but I'd love to know what it is that you'd want to hear from. So again, thank you for listening. I hope to see you inside Retail Made Simple, or just pop into my comments and let me know how you're doing and what you're most looking forward to and how we can serve you better. Again, you can find everything at wendybatten.com. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a fantastic week. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.